local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
And winding things down on a Thursday, it is hour number three of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. Certainly appreciate that. Text line is open for your interaction, 850-437-1620, and also traffic tips. You can text us there or call it in to 850-262-6111. Traffic and weather on the fives and our top headlines throughout the day coming up, starting with today's top three stories. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will spend 25 years behind bars after being sentenced for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. This comes 4 months after he was found guilty of orchestrating the multi-billion-dollar fraud leading to the collapse of FTX in 2022. Bankman-Fried, once hailed as the Crypto King, was convicted by a federal grand jury in New York City back in November on all counts of fraud and conspiracy that he faced. The House will send the impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary next month to the Senate. House Republicans impeached Mayorkas last month following a second vote for his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the articles of impeachment will go to the Senate on April 10th. And new evidence shows the pilot of the cargo ship that crashed into a major Baltimore bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, called for help. The pilot radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Once the ship struck the bridge, it went down, with the National Transportation Safety Board saying the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies common to newer spans. They say that's what made it more vulnerable to a catastrophic collapse. Those are today's top three stories. Our top local headline, the city of Pensacola confirming today the cyber attack 2 weekends ago was ransomware.
From an interaction standpoint, what you really should only still be seeing on the citizen side of things, that maybe the most common would be the bill pay continues, you know, not be operational at this point for Pensacola Energy Sanitation.
Mayor Reeves, though, still not shedding any light on whether any personal information may have been impacted. He says multiple agencies are still involved in the investigation, with PPD leading those efforts. Reeves is hopeful he'll be able to share more information next week. Taking a look at our traffic and weather together, we'll start with Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right. Go ahead, Austin. My bad.
No. You're good. Looking at the roads here, not much to report on. One that had been giving us a lot of trouble so far, basically this entire evening, is if you were traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. We still have some minor congestion in that area, but it has predominantly decreased, so hopefully it should clear out sooner rather than later. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Still some congestion, but nothing too crazy. The worst spot right now is Caroline Street. If you are traveling westbound on Caroline coming over Blackwater River and traveling into downtown Milton, you are going to have problems in that area. This traffic and weather update was brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite, Joe.
All right, thank you very much. Continuing on with our local headlines today, in Santa Rosa County, the sheriff's office says a drug trafficking suspect is now behind bars after leading deputies on a high-speed chase last night. 27-year-old Travis Sturback is facing multiple counts, including trafficking in spice, fleeing and eluding, and firing a weapon in public. This all started when deputies arrived at his home on Dobson Road in Jay. While he wasn't home initially, deputies say Sturback pulled up, stopped his car in front of the house, and fired two shots out of the driver's side window. The chase then ensued that ended on Highway 87. Deputies say they recovered two guns from inside the car, 150 pounds of spice from the home that has a street value of about $200,000. The sheriff's office also says additional charges are pending in Escambia County as well. Going back to Pensacola, Mayor Reeves says things are beginning to take shape regarding two development opportunities in or near downtown Pensacola. Reeves says the city received two letters of interest to redevelop the Pensacola Motor Lodge and four regarding Pensacola Sports' former headquarters on West Main.
No set timeline on an RFP or will we RFP or not. Will we negotiate with one particular person? Those decisions haven't been made.
And city leaders have said in the past that the goal for the Motor Lodge would be to add affordable housing. As for the Main Street property, that could transform into a mixed residential and retail district with a 90-foot residential building as the centerpiece. City of Milton says it's reached a major milestone in the effort to build a new wastewater treatment facility. The city says the Florida DEP issued a permit which enables the construction of two spray fields on city-owned property on Jeff Ates Road. Those spray fields will process 1.28 million gallons of treated effluent per day. The city adds that they're currently awaiting review from the National Environmental Policy Act before determining the project's start date. And finally, coming up in May, a special three-day themed weekend celebrating the Navy and its heritage in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Navy Days will be May 17th through the 19th, starting with a themed gallery night and night at the Museum Gala at the Naval Air Museum. Saturday, a 4K run and walk and parade.
So some people come run, some walk, but it'll be along Bay, Bayfront Parkway. And it's we'll start at Maritime Park, and there'll be a loop. You'll go down Bayfront and then come back. That'll be at 8 a.m. Again, yeah, registration for that is open, and you can find more information on PensacolaNavyDays.com.
That is Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce President Todd Thompson. He says on that Sunday, Navy Days will conclude with the annual Blues on the Bay concert series. So pretty cool stuff happening there. We'll take a break, taking a look at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So I had mentioned Pine Forest Road and I had mentioned Navarre Parkway, both of which had congestion, but that was seemingly dying down and should hopefully do so soon. That appears to be the case. Pine Forest Road, particularly if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, doesn't appear that it's going to be causing you much issues anymore. Same can be said if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. It appears that the only spot where you're going to have any severe issues is if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, taking a look at our forecast, here is Joe Neubauer.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Right, thank you. Quick reminder here, with Easter taking place on Sunday, perhaps you're looking for a spot to go hunt some eggs with the youngins. Well, why not the largest egg hunt in Pensacola? You'll find that at Wahoo Stadium, as the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church are hosting Eggawahooza now for the 12th year. It's at Wahoo Stadium Saturday. It's got 50,000 eggs. Pre-K and children with special needs will hunt at 11, and then kids first grade through 7th will go at noon. So a lot of fun happening at Blue Wahoo Stadium. And, of course, the action really picks up next week with the Wahoos hosting the Sultanes de Monterrey Tuesday, Wednesday, I believe.
I saw a headline about that, but the name scared me off.
Yeah, so the Monterrey Sultans from the Mexican League. They're coming to town on Monday is when they will arrive, having the two-day exhibition on Tuesday, Wednesday, and then opening day for the Wahoos is next Friday. So
awesome.
Yeah, we're looking like on Monday during the show we will be joined by Eric Bremer, who's the play-by-play voice. So he'll have a preview of the season and just everything happening on at a Blue Wahoo Stadium next week. So looking forward to having a conversation with him there.
Very nice.
6:25, as we take a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today, Governor Ron DeSantis speaking about the state settlement with Disney, says that he would like to see more development on Disney's part to keep up with Universal's Epic Universe, and that the state would make out very well if Disney expands, and that the board the state has in place is willing to negotiate with Disney.
That district will be managed in a way that's going to pursue the state of Florida's best interest. And if we work together and have mutual interest, that's great. But we're not going to subordinate the interests of the state just to service one company. Those days are over.
Yeah, so it looks like could be, I don't know, Cold War would be the appropriate phrasing, but Disney, they want to build up there, and Universal is going a big step further with the planned theme park there with five immersive worlds connected by Celestial Park. So,
pretty exciting
times in Orlando.
Yes, very competitive. The Florida Supreme Court is expected to issue rulings on two hot-button issues in the coming days. Justices say they will not have opinions ready today on whether the proposed constitutional amendments on abortion rights and recreational marijuana will make it onto the next ballot. The court is required to approve the measures before voters have the chance to decide, and final decisions are expected by Monday's deadline.
Also, a plan underway to give Florida teachers higher salaries. The State Board of Education met yesterday to discuss how to distribute funding set aside for educators during last year's legislative session. The money would help raise the minimum pay for educators to $47,500 statewide. Another $200 million for educator salaries was approved by Florida lawmakers as part of the latest budget. The governor is still waiting to sign off on that. In our national news, a Georgia judge has not issued a ruling after a hearing today related to Donald Trump's trying to get his election interference case dismissed. His lead attorney argued that the indictment should be thrown out because Trump's actions related to the 2020 election were political speech and advocacy protected by the First Amendment.
And Donald Trump is also honoring a fallen NYPD officer. Trump attended police officer Jonathan Diller's wake on Long Island today and called for law and order.
Such a horrible thing, and it's happening all too often, and we're just not going to let it happen. We just can't. 21 times arrested this thug.
The 31-year-old officer was shot and killed Monday during a traffic stop in Queens. The man accused of fatally shooting Diller has been charged with first-degree murder of a police officer, amongst other charges.
Also in our national headlines, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is targeting undocumented migrants convicted of serious drug offenses.
This significant nationwide operation ran from March 11 through March 22, covering 25 areas of operation across the U.S., from Boston to Seattle, including our nation's capital right here.
Officials today announcing more than 200 arrests nationwide of non-citizens who have been convicted of drug trafficking or multiple drug possession offenses involving meth, fentanyl, cocaine, or synthetic drugs, and many of those arrested are expected to be quickly removed from the U.S. Quick recap of today's top three stories. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried will spend 25 years in prison after being sentenced for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. The House will send the impeachment articles against Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Secretary, to the Senate next month. Speaker Mike Johnson says those articles will arrive in the upper chamber on April 10th. And in Baltimore, the pilot of the cargo ship reportedly radioed for tugboat help and reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the bridge early Tuesday morning. The NTSB today also saying the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies common to newer spans. They say that's what made it more vulnerable to a catastrophic collapse. 6:30 right now, a look at our sports headlines. A lot happening today. Major League Baseball opening day, and already the first game of the Sweet 16 is underway on CBS right now. Details and score updates and headlines still to come.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Large groups of pro-Palestinian protesters are marching in New York City, near where President Biden is holding a fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall. Fox's Nate Foy is there.
Both groups will be marching here where the fundraiser is being held with President Joe Biden, as well as former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. It's already raised, this event, $25 million, according to the Biden campaign.
An Israeli delegation is again expected in Washington to discuss with Biden administration officials a planned military invasion in southern Gaza.
A meeting between the U.S. and Israel is being rescheduled days after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu abruptly canceled his delegation's planned trip to Washington this week after the U.S. did not veto a ceasefire resolution at the U.N. Security Council.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, according to filings from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the demand for electricity by AI companies will grow exponentially. Now, the report says the country needs about 34 new nuclear plants, or about 38 gigawatts of power, over the next half decade in order to provide enough electricity to data centers and manufacturing units, as well as vehicles. A recent analysis by the International Energy Agency said that cryptocurrencies and AI accounted for about 2% of total global electricity demand in 2022, and that's expected to increase even further. And in economic news today, the Labor Department said that first-time claims for unemployment benefits unexpectedly edged a bit lower. The week ended March 23rd. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped 2,000 to 210,000. Economists were expecting claims to rise to 215,000.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. We have four games this evening in the Sweet 16. Give me the favorites of UConn and Arizona to continue its dominance against San Diego State and Clemson. And in what I think are the two best games that will be played tonight, I'll trust two elite offenses in Alabama and Illinois to advance the Elite Eight by upsetting UNC and Iowa State. Enjoy the games, everybody. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This ain't a Christmas song, is it?
Guess we'll find out together here.
I mean, it's labeled Nelson Riddle Route 66. That's not a Christmas theme.
I don't think. No, I don't think so.
And it has a Peanuts vibe to it.
A little bit.
Either way, whatever. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. So it's a bit more of the same. Not too much to report on. Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, Pensacola, all looking good. The only spot where you're going to see some issues still is if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. 6:38 now at News Radio. Busy, busy day in the world of sports. Opening day across Major League Baseball. And right now on CBS Austin, we have the first game of four tonight to kick off the Sweet 16.
Yes, Clemson. It's six seed Clemson and two seed Arizona. Joe, you and I have talked before. Arizona is one of those teams that, man, they really pick up some steam in the regular season all just to collapse in the bracket. And Clemson was a team that I had getting eliminated in the first round. Well, Clemson is currently beating Arizona 27-14. So Clemson being a six seed, kind of standing out as a Cinderella at this point, dare I say. About 7 minutes left until halftime there. And the Tigers have them doubled up, so I guess good for them. And yes, MLB action has been going on today. Cubs and Rangers, that is just now beginning on ESPN. You can also catch it on our sister station on ESPN Pensacola. We've had multiple games already. We got a few more on tonight after that. But I believe that is the only one televised. Let's see a couple of headlines here. Sticking with the MLB, the MLB and MLB Players Association have agreed to place Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco on administrative leave through June 1st. The decision comes as Franco's child sexual abuse case in the Dominican Republic remains unsolved. I believe the allegation is that he had a sexual relationship with a girl as young as 14 years old. So obviously, until they figure that out, he's not getting on the field anytime soon. Also in the NBA, Draymond Green was ejected from last night's Warriors victory over the Orlando Magic. Not even 4 minutes into the game. Luckily, it wasn't due to felony assault, but it was due to confronting a ref verbally. The ejection was the 19th in Green's career. That's behind only Rasheed Wallace's record of 25. This season alone, Green has already made headlines for putting Minnesota's Rudy Gobert in a headlock and smacking Phoenix's Yusuf Nurkic in the head. When will enough be enough? Mm-hmm. Joe, you say it's been enough, and I agree with you wholeheartedly. You went as far as to say he's most likely not going to be on the Warriors next season.
I don't even think
he should be in the league at this point. Let's see. The Chiefs are signing Lewis Rees-Zamet, So if that name sounds weird to you, it's because, well, to us Yankees over here, it basically is. He's a European rugby star from Wales. 23-year-old Reece Zammit participated in the NFL's International Player Pathway Pro Day. That was last week. He ran a 4:43 in the 40-yard dash. The Chiefs intend to use him at the running back and perhaps even the wide receiver positions. However, it is believed he could have a more immediate impact on special teams. That's especially in light of the new XFL-inspired kickoff rules that my co-host and I have covered on multiple occasions on air already. And then in women's basketball, USA Basketball has released the names of the 14 players invited to the women's national team training camp. That's going to be scheduled for April 3rd to the 5th in Cleveland. Caitlin Clark, the only college player on that list. One could also easily make the case that there are 12 better or more deserving players. But in terms of TV numbers for NBC, Clark could provide a ratings bonanza. And for obvious reasons, she's already been breaking all these records, getting all this talk on social media, got the big three offer just a day or two ago, and now she's got this. So good for her.
There would be a lot of people upset if she made the team.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that? Well, why put your spin on it.
I just think that there's a lot of people out there that are haters that have looked at what she's done, and it's just, you know, oh, well, she's not better than this player. She's not better than this player. What makes her so special? Yada, yada, yada. If she were to make the Olympic team fresh out of college, that would invite a lot of criticism. Of course, you know, Caitlin should absolutely just take the opportunity, all the opportunities, absolutely.
Well,
I'm just saying that there will be a lot of people that would not be happy if she was on the team.
Well, and I think there is validity to what you're saying, and not just when it comes to Olympics, but also I think Kobe Bryant and Tracy McGrady, they would talk about it. They were two NBA players that joined the league straight out of high school, mm-hmm. and they talked about how it kind of puts a target on your back because you're seen as the younger, less experienced, you know, you kind of cut corners and now you're here out of nowhere. So hopefully Caitlin's not treated that way. I think she should nonetheless take the opportunity. And, of course, best of luck to her.
Health business and science notes today. Doctors say colorectal cancer is steadily rising among younger adults across the country. Here's Lucinda Kay.
The American Cancer Society says diagnosis for colorectal cancer are up roughly 25% since 1995 for people younger than 55. Dr. Darren Segal is the director of gastrointestinal oncology at Scripps Clinic. He tells ABC 10, do not ignore the symptoms just because they show up in younger people. Things like a change in bowel habits, blood and stool, belly pain that doesn't go away, unintentional weight loss. Colorectal cancer is now the number one cause of cancer-related death for men under 50 and the number two cause for women. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Also, tuberculosis rates in the U.S. are on the upswing. They rose by 16% in 2023, the third year in a row that cases went up. That's after nearly 30 years of decline. In the newest report from the CDC, the number of TB cases reached nearly 10,000 in a jump of close to 1,300 over the year before. 40 states and D.C. all rose in rates and case counts across all age groups in both U.S.-born and non-U.S.-born people.
And Amazon is throwing more money at its investment in AI startup Anthropic. The online retail giant announced Wednesday it added $2.75 billion to its $1.25 billion investment, making the San Francisco startup Amazon's most important partner. Amazon says the partnership will further improve customers' experience.
Markets are closed tomorrow because of Good Friday, but a pretty good day overall. The S&P 500 secured its best first quarter in 5 years and closed at another record high. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 47 points to 39,807. The S&P 500 up 5 to 52,54. The NASDAQ dropped by 20 to 16,379.
And lastly, here in health, business, and science, before we get another check of the roads and weather, some Texas-based Boeing plant workers are accusing the company of firing staff who brought up safety concerns. Not the first time we heard that about Boeing. The company recently announced its president will leave at the end of the year and other top administrative changes following repercussions when a door plug panel came off an Alaska Airlines flight in early January. Employees at Boeing's Port of San Antonio plant filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. The complaint says that firings came after safety complaints were given to plant managers. 6:45, another moment of traffic and weather together, dare I say. Let's see, looking at the traffic here first, as we typically do. Not much to read into other than Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, you're going to have issues there, but outside of that, there's not much that's going to hold you up for too long.
Beautiful weather continues into Friday as we wrap up the work week. A little bit cold in the morning. We'll have low temperatures starting out in the mid to upper 40s. Grab a jacket, but you won't need it later through the day. High temperatures on Friday, much like Thursday, will also be in the lower 70s. This weekend, highs warm into the mid to upper 70s. A few clouds, but still dry weather continues through the entire weekend, watching a few small chances of rain next week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, very good. Thank you, Joe. Pop culture notes today. Punxsutawney Phil may not have much time on his hands in the future now to predict the future of early springs because he is a new father.
Aww,
that's right.
Good for him.
The Groundhog Club says Phil and Phyllis gave birth to two healthy babies. The babies are with their parents at the zoo inside the Punxsutawney Memorial Library. Very nice.
And Christopher Nolan is being honored by King Charles. The Oppenheimer and Batman director will become Sir Christopher Nolan, and his producing partner slash wife is receiving the same honor, becoming Dame Emma Thomas.
The first trailer released for Jerry Seinfeld's Unfrosted today. The film tells the story of the cereal company Kellogg's creating the Pop-Tart. It follows the race between the company and its main competitor Post as they try to create a pastry that will change breakfast forever. The star-studded cast includes Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, and Bill Burr. It's on Netflix on May 3rd.
And lastly, the Powerball jackpot is growing to an estimated $935 million for Saturday's drawing. No one matched the winning numbers last night. Earlier this week, though, someone in New Jersey won more than $1 billion in the Mega Millions lottery.
Very cool there. All right, we'll take our final break of the evening back to wrap things up with wild, wacky stories and good news coming up next.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
What's on your to-do list? Pick up groceries? Water your plants? How about getting vaccinated? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
The Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging, has partnered with community providers to make getting vaccinated your easiest to do.
You've got this.
With local vaccine events, access to transportation, in-home vaccinations, and on-site healthcare consultations, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore. So if you're age 60 plus or a person with a disability, get your yearly dose of confidence today.
You've got this.
Because we've got you. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
You've got this.
Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. This does not necessarily represent the views of ACL or the U.S. government.
Are you over 30 and putting off life insurance? It's time to get a quick quote from Ethos, a better, easier way to get term life insurance, all online with no medical exam. Answer a few health questions and you could be approved for up to $2 million. Isn't it worth 10 minutes to help protect your family's financial security? Ethos, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a really in-depth conversation with Commissioner Mike Kohler, 33 years retired captain in the Navy, about what's happening with regards to NAS Pensacola and the missions there and at Corry Station, and are we doing enough as a community to persuade the Navy to keep those missions and the compatibility use study and whether it's adequate for the task. Very concerning, very interesting stuff. You can listen to that and all the other segments from the show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Winding down on a Thursday, one day left to the weekend. I'm excited. You got any tentative weekend plans besides Eggawahoosa?
I got that on Saturday. And on Sunday, I'm going to be at my aunt's house. But after that, I'm going to be heading here because I'm going to be on ESPN Pensacola giving live updates of March Madness.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes. What about yourself, though?
Well, Saturday, I will not be at Eggawahoosa. More on that in a moment, but I will be at our church's Easter egg community outreach.
All right.
So I'll be there on Saturday. My little Miha will be hunting eggs for the first time in her life. And so I will be holding her with her little Easter basket that we got for her and just hoping to get her some eggs that she can then, you know, chew on and then share the candy with Daddy. So that'll be very exciting.
I can see you with the tracksuit and whistle already. You gotta want it.
I am fully prepared to throw my weight around to ensure that she gets her fair share of eggs on Saturday.
I can't wait to look at the jail view. Come Monday morning.
That's right. I have your number on speed dial, though, so just have your phone handy in case I need help on Saturday getting out.
Luckily for me, I always keep my phone on. Do not disturb.
Speaking of Eggawahoosa, so if you are not familiar, it's the largest egg hunt in Pensacola with over 50,000 eggs, brought to you by the Pensacola Blue Wahoos and Marcus Point Baptist Church. Eggawahoosa is Saturday at Wahoo Stadium. Pre-K and children with special needs will hunt at 11. Kids 1st through 7th grade will be at noon. So 12th year that they've been doing this. So very, wow. Very cool there. Yeah. All right, 6:53 as we wind down. We'll do a quick recap of our top three stories today before our final check of the roads and weather. FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried gets 25 years in prison after he was sentenced for his role in the company's cryptocurrency exchange scandal. House Speaker Mike Johnson says that he will send the impeachment articles against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate on April 10th. And in Baltimore, the new evidence shows that the pilot of the cargo ship called for help. He radioed for tugboat help and then reported a power loss minutes before crashing into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore Harbor. NTSB also says that the nearly 50-year-old span lacked structural engineering redundancies that are common to newer spans. Those are today's top three stories. Austin, anything exciting on the roads?
Well, we do have some minor backups. If you are traveling southbound, this is if you're traveling, let's see, on Pace Boulevard towards Fairfield Drive. Nothing too severe, no confirmation of an accident or anything like that, but it is just something that has seemingly increased out of nowhere, so I guess look out for it. Outside of that, though, it's just a bit more of the usual. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, heading into downtown Milton, we've still got some typical evening traffic causing some backups there.
beautiful weather for some of the spring breakers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to keep high temperatures in the low to mid 70s for a few days. A little bit warmer by Sunday as high temperatures warm near 80 degrees. No chances for rain, so we'll have a dry weekend, lots of blue sky, and temperatures pleasant during the afternoon hours. Next week, a few small chances for rain move in. We're looking at next Tuesday and next Wednesday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, very good, Joe. You have a good evening. We'll see you tomorrow. Wacky stories today. There's a couple. If you're usually an unusually hairy man. Okay. Austin?
Yes.
Listen up.
Oh, I'm listening, buddy.
It's best to steer clear of Northeast Washington next month, or at least keep your shirt on. That's because a sheriff's office in Colville, Washington, says that a guy called in to ask if he's allowed to hunt Sasquatch. He said he'll be coming in from out of town in April and wanted to know if it's legal or if he needs a special license. The sheriff's office says there are no Sasquatch in their county. If there was, one of the deputies would have accidentally hit one with their car by now.
Do you know, this really sucks because I had made plans, and I meant to tell you about this next week.
You were going to Colville, Washington next
month? Yes, I was heading to Colville, and I was going to be topless for my
just
entire week's
shirts.
Day.
That's right.
I was gonna see what craziness I could get into because, you know, I guess don't threaten me with a good time. 7-Eleven, speaking of things that sound horrible, they just announced a new sparkling water that tastes like their Big Bite hot dogs. They say they've partnered with a brand called Miracle Seltzer on four flavors, lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange. I'm with you so far. And then there's that hot dog one we were talking about. They're calling it a, quote, daring flavor that pushes the boundaries of flavor innovation. Here's the problem, though. The three other flavors are available now. More details on the hot dog flavor are coming next Monday, which, if you don't have your calendar handy, just so happens to be April Fool's Day. So... looks like
color me skeptical.
Yeah, looks like we're about to be bamboozled, hoodwinked.
Do you have any growing up or just favorites April Fool's pranks that you have pulled or that have been pulled on you?
Oh, geez. I mean, I've pulled pranks. I can't think of any that I pulled just for the sake of April Fool's Day. We had this big fake spider, and my brother and I like propped it up on top of like a mirror in my grandma's house, and we told her, "Can you kill that?" And we acted like scared. And she couldn't believe it. And she, like, sprayed it with Raid, and it just didn't move.
Yeah.
And obviously, lo and behold, it was a fake spider. So
one that I would pull off growing up, and, honey, if you are listening right now, turn off the radio. So, you know, like, the water, little water hose at your sink, right?
Right, yeah.
So the handle is usually black.
Uh-huh.
Right? So you get the black electrical tape and tie it up, and then...
Dude.
You do that before your mom or your significant other wakes up. You tie it up, and so when they turn the water on, it sprays right at you.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. Did you ever do it to your wife?
Not yet. That's why I wanted her to...
Well, I'm sure she listened. I'm sure
radio.
She paid attention to your request to stop listening. I'm sure
Saran wrap on the toilet.
Yeah,
oldie
classic.
But goodie.
Yeah. Yeah. And the timeless whoopee cushion, I suppose. Let's see some quick good news here. Both local stories. That's awesome. A Navy veteran is setting off on a 900-mile journey on Easter morning to raise money for the Disabled American Veterans Organization. The P&J says that 66-year-old Brian Brennan will be rowing from Pensacola Beach to the Key West. He'll do so in an 18-foot boat launching from just behind Flounders on the beach. He's hoping to raise $10,000, and he's off to a great start. He's already got around $4,300 behind him.
Yeah, very cool. Also, happy birthday to Helena Brockman, a Pensacola woman just turned 105. She was born in Alabama in 1919, went to college at Alabama Lutheran Academy in Selma. After 41 years of teaching, she retired in 2006. She tells Channel 3 her secret to living long, live by the golden rule, eat a lot of veggies, and walk a lot.
Mm.
I could do better on two of the three. I'll let you figure out which two I'm talking about there.
I think when it says golden rule, she's talking about eating a lot of vegetables. I don't think that's its own thing, but I don't know. Whatever. I'm not doing either.
All right, we'll be back for a Friday edition of the program. Same time, same place tomorrow, 4 to 7. We'll talk to you then.